call to order the November 28, 2022 town council meeting, 6 o'clock. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Clerk treasurer Michelle Miller is present, and Mr. McVoy is absent.
Before we start, we need to do our prayer and the pledge of allegiance. Due to the fact that a lot of our employees seemingly like to watch our meetings and stuff like that, we've kind of come up with some conclusions about how we were doing, you know, a Christmas party and everything that everybody has done. And we reached out, you know, different vendors and different stuff. And the way things kind of went this year, we didn't really get to that point, I think, to some things. So I think I've reached out to every one of y'all, asking you if you would be in favor of giving all our full-time employees a $250 Christmas bonus. That way it would go on their paycheck on Friday, so they could you know, enjoy it that way instead of us going through this process right here. I think we've got you know, the funds available, and I think a lot of them have come to the point of realizing what we, the town of Sutterburg, is all about. I think they're all a great team, and they're all working very well together. So I just would ask if there would be a motion to give each full-time hourly employee $250 on their Friday payroll check.
I'll make that motion.
A motion by Matt, and a second.
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. All right. You ready, Michelle?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I asked for us to, with prayer and thought about the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father God, just thank you for being a part of our meeting. As always, just thank you for the people that work in this town, and we just give thanks for a great many things, more than I can mention. We just thanks for give you thanks for healing. There's certain members here that have needed your touch, and it, it's come true, and they're back with us, and we're quite happy for that. Lord, just it is an attitude of thanksgiving that we have, and we just lift up you know, the birth of Christ during this time of year, and just we want to be thankful for all the things that we have, and we also want to be praying for those that don't have, that need. And we just always want to keep them in mind. So with that being said, Lord, just thank you for being a good and loving God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We have a, we need to amend the agenda tonight. We have a change order, I guess it would be under unfinished business.
I'll make that motion to amend it.
JTL, CCG, I got a motion by Matt, I have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted upon our website.
So
motion by Matt, and a second.
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of amounts claims submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website.
So moved.
And a motion by Matt, and a second.
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. And also, I got allowance as well. We got a motion for approval of allowance documents, also submitted by the clerk treasurer, also noted on our website.
So moved.
Motion by Matt, and a second.
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Take a second here to sign those documentation. comments from the public this evening?
Number six.
Oh, I've got no documents.
My copy's...
Okay, thank you. Okay, if not, ordinance and resolutions, we have a couple ordinances this evening. Ordinance number 2022-OR-027, it's an ordinance amending uniform clothing allowance for the town of Sullivan River police officers. Is that from you, Chief?
Yes, sir. This ordinance, I said, we've always had a uniform allowance here for the officers. It's been $1,200. That money is in my budget. However, I've not raised that $1,200 in the last 17 years. Obviously, things have went up, so most of that is on me not asking well before today. So I take that. So this is basically changing it from $1,200 to $2,000. Everything else stays the same, but again, that money's already in the budget, my budget. This is the ordinance that allows clerk treasurer to pay that. The only other amendment, we was getting it twice a year, split up. Have talked to treasurer and my officers, we're just going to do it once a year, be in June. The first paycheck in June is when they get it.
Okay, all right. Well, let's sit here and say, whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town of Sullivan, Indiana, whereas the police uniform allowance has not been amended in approximately 20 years, whereas currently police officer with at least 1 year employment, town receives $1,200 per year to be used solely for police uniforms, $600 paid, first pay period month of June, second installment paid in December. Whereas this council now desires to amend the police uniform allowance for the police officer of the town. Therefore, it be ordained by the town council of Sullivan, Indiana, the following amendments to the uniform allowance policy for police officer of the town. Each police officer will at least 1 year of service with the town shall receive a uniform allowance of $2,000 per year to be paid in the first period in June. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage and prolongation, as evident in the affirmative signatures of the undersigned and majority of the duly elected and serving members of this council. So with that said, I ask for a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Terry, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Ask for a motion for approval.
I'll waive the second reading.
Waive the second reading. Motion by Matt, have a second.
Second.
Second by Randy. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion for approval of ordinance number 2022-OR-027.
So moved.
And motion by Matt, have a second.
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate everything everybody does. As you said, it's been nice that we've been able to stay with them.
I won't be here another 17 years, but I promise I wouldn't wait another 17 years to do that.
We'll see about that.
I'm not staying there.
I was going to ask you to stand in line at the back row, just 9mm, 250, man. It's 250 off. Try to get one on last night. It's already off. All right, next ordinance number is 2022-OR-028. It's an ordinance approving additional appropriations for the town of Sullivan. Try to do something on the table.
You have to do a public hearing for that.
Sorry?
You have to do a public hearing for that.
I'm sorry, I did not...
Yeah, you need to close...
Okay, all right, well, I'll ask for a motion to close our council meeting here at 6:09.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Six. Now I ask for a motion to open up the town council meeting for a public hearing at 6:10. So moved. Motion by Randy, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. All right, if anybody here to, okay, let's talk about what you want.
Sir, I'm happy to take this one on. I had an email from the clerk treasurer's office requesting an additional $50,000 of appropriation for planning and zoning board to cover their expenses. The money's there, but it's not been appropriated, therefore, that's why you have to have a public hearing. So if anybody has any comments specific to that, any other explanations, close public hearing, take action, reopen the standard.
Okay, all right.
The check, money's already there, just wasn't appropriated for it?
Right, so, you know, there's money sitting there, but each year you can only spend what you appropriate in your original budget. Since, I believe, Ms. Franklin, you know, she left, and then there's been some other expenses, I believe that's what the $50,000 is for.
Anybody else have anything else to add? Okay. With that said, I ask for a motion to close the public meeting.
I ask if the public has any comment.
There's no public got any comments? But I do appreciate you.
He does not.
Dan, I appreciate you always showing up, thank you very much. All right, with that said, I ask for a motion to close public hearing.
So moved.
A motion by Randy, do I have a second?
I'll make this one.
Second by Matt, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Public closes at 6:11. Now I'm gonna ask for a motion to open up our town council meeting and conduct the rest of our business for this evening.
So moved.
At 6:12. I got a motion by Matt, do I have a second? I'll say, second by Randy. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, open up back to our town council regular meeting. So, now we go back into this, I ask you all to consider approving the ordinance number 2022-OR-028.
I'll make that motion.
I have a question before we go forward. The $50,000, is it for additional expenses, or is it for salaries, attorney fees? Is that?
They went over in a few things, in a few other line items, so it's to cover that. We can't have a negative at the end of the year.
Okay. Makes sense?
Yes.
I mean, I know you said on the floor for many years, so I mean, I would expect some.
I was on the other end, I wasn't on this end. I was on the feet.
Sometimes the expenses.
I appreciate everything you guys done. So, at the end of the day, yeah, I think we talked about this when we were doing our budget, because it's the way it kind of worked out, of how we've done it, and then, you know, and I think it's worked out probably in our favor, most definitely, so. So at the end of the day, I will ask for a motion for.
I made this one.
So I got a second, I got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved.
I'll make the motion.
Second reading by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2022-OR-028. That's ordinance approving additional appropriations for the town of Southbrook planning and zoning in the amount of $50,000.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy, any last discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, thank you. Do you want to wait to meet with Jake, or have you got an unfinished list?
The what?
The CCD, we were.
Memorial, yes, sir.
Okay, all right. We have no unfinished business, we have no new business, any general comments from the public? Our staff reports, town manager Josh Smith.
Don't have much, but very, very Thanksgiving, we're getting into the Christmas time of year. Just a reminder that the Santa Parade will be the 10th, that's Saturday. Starts at 1 o'clock, information on the website. Also, Wilkerson Park over here across the street has been decorated for family photo for us. Got some hard work over there. At that, I'm had to do some repair for the wind that came through over the weekend, blew over some trees and such. We might have some more repair to do after tomorrow, so maybe we got some weather coming through. Just want to put that out.
The Santa Parade, this Saturday?
September 10th.
September 10th.
Encourage all our listeners to have kids and grandkids and everything else, let Santa know what they like to have Christmas this year, so. Lori, you have some things you want to bring to the table this evening?
Oh, yeah.
You got to look back, look out.
I'm like, well, the good thing is, I'm going to give you guys the less part of the documents, so you just get to see what you think is important, because I'm assuming that that bottom line is what's really important. I'm like, I have to see it. I'll all sit here. Like I said, cut out all the stacks of the papers for you guys and just give you the
You're messed up.
The bottom line of what you said. So this is for CCMG. I'll cover it really quick. So you have the change order form. If you see the, I just gave you the bottom line because the sheets that went with it, I think there were like 11 other sheets with it that listed out item by item by item. So the increase of this change order is $141,464.01. The majority of that has already been covered, done, everything. It's just balancing out the paperwork to make it all, you know, make the bottom line match. The difference for what is still to be paid, if you look on the application certificate for payment, the other sheet, the number 8, the current payment due is that $34,573.75. This change order encompasses that, but again, like I said, this change order amount, the majority of it has already been taken care of and covered. This is the only outstanding payment. So this will square up your CCMG for this year.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Just so I'll make sure that we all know that, you know, this has been the outgoing thing here for our town for the last almost 4 years now. We've been the governor and his office and our state legislators and our senator have been very gracious to make sure that our town of Sullivanburg is looking good. So there probably is a time before something like this does come. I think this will probably be the first time probably we had to pay a little bit more.
This goes back to when we got in here, you know, we're going to get in there, we're going to do it, let's do it right.
Right.
Absolutely. This encompasses the lakeside changes, the concrete structures that had to be redone throughout the entire neighborhood. We have pipe replacement, Randy, that we talked about in your district down there with my pool at the end of Mulberry Street. There's some concrete stuff in Creston, concrete additions in Creston that we addressed. Also stormwater stuff and curbing.
Just the one on Greenwood as well, wasn't it? Was that included in this?
That was the year before.
Year before.
Yeah, so there's some concrete work that was previously not built that was for an additional driveway apron. There is, this also includes the work that was at the beginning of the project that was on your street.
Oh, Twinbrook.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That was two structures and a pipe across the road.
Yeah.
And out the back of the ditch.
I mean, it works like a champ. I'll tell you that right now. I know everybody in the area is very grateful and thankful for that. So
last year you had some issues on your street.
We had a whole bunch of stuff.
Quick question. The item line number 1, the original contract sum, what is the date of that? Do you no deed?
I don't, but I can get it.
It was January. No, it was.
Well, we got.
I think it was March. I think it was March.
3/1/22.
When we awarded it was March.
2021?
3/1/22. It's at the top of the form.
3/1.
Yeah, March 22.
3/1/22, right at the top, application number one.
There it is.
So the total, I'm looking at, net changes, change order 177, but what we're talking about now is the 34,573, some change. So that's a total change order for this.
Correct.
And that was additional, just so everyone knows and understands, that was for additional items that occurred after the original contract.
Correct, that we were into.
Right.
Okay.
So.
I'll make a motion to approve this.
I got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Thank you.
All right. The other thing I have is the motion to allow your council president to sign a couple of letters for sewer permits. One of those is for, I just looked at it, must have been a second ago, Meyer Meadows, phase one. The other of those is Sunset Hills, section four.
Okay, so what'd you say, Meyer what?
Meyer Meadows, phase one.
Okay.
And Sunset Hills, section four.
We're still not done with that place. Okay, all right, so with that said, I ask for a motion to approve the signing of documents for Meyer Meadows, stage one, and Sunset Hills, section four.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, same sign, nay. Motion approved. All right. Oh, shit.
Then we have, which is also the first on the status report, is the Ohio Avenue Water Main. So I will need you all to vote to approve Brad signing in two places on here. It's for the award letter for the project that was bid a year ago. We have to have this form signed so that they can order their bonds so that they can get working on it. So it's still, right now, it still sits as the same way it was original bid, knowing that we're kind of waiting to see if there may be any change.
And all that, everything, and cost, we're not, okay.
Right. But the first other part of that is just making sure we have all the paperwork signed so that they can get all of their other things that they need to be able to do that.
Correct.
Contract approved, you think you saw it?
That is, I mean, it's, you all have approved it before. I think it's a matter of, I don't know if you have to, I don't know your rule, if you have to vote for that or not.
Jake, do we?
I mean, I think you're fine to sign it, but if you want to take a vote to be cautious.
All right, so even though we've approved this bill from bid award to Excel Excavating, the cost of $248,125 on July the 11th, 2022, also ask for a motion for approval to.
That's the other one. This is Ohio Avenue.
Oh, all right, so I'm sorry, what's that? I'm sorry, I thought it was all right up under this little.
If we've already voted.
Yeah.
And these have been approved, then you can execute.
Okay, all right, so with that said, then, from our advice from our attorney, I ask for approval to be able to sign the documentation needed for this deal.
So moved.
Yeah, motion by Matt, have a second by Randy, any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay, motion approved.
All right, so that squares away where we are on Ohio Avenue.
Okay.
The system connection, we are still waiting for the contractor to provide their documentation regarding the lead times. So I am working with them on that. The latest they should be starting construction on that would be mid-December. It could be sooner. I will know more. The treatment plant is going well.
We got there this weekend, Mr. Lou.
There were no issues identified during the funding review with SRF. We're just waiting on the final correspondence from them that says everything was good. Camp Run is, you know, the tree plantings are still happening and everything's kind of waiting on some weather issues. But it should be wrapping up very shortly. And then CCMG, we just did paperwork to get that all square on paper. And the closeout is our last remaining task on this. They performed the directive work that we had identified and we have confirmed that it is complete and satisfactory.
So when will we start our, when will we pay for the?
Lori submitted the way.
Yep.
Submitted for next year for grants. Hopefully it should be coming out here in the next couple weeks, like end of the year.
Yeah, I think they can.
And then once we get those paid, then we can report to you.
Thank you. All right, anybody have anything else for Lori? All right. Jake, do you have some things?
Yeah, two quick things. One, just want to provide an update. We previously, this year, agreed to entertain an agreement with the Ohio Carrier Farms. We've been waiting on certain parts that JTL could sign off on. Nothing's changed other than, you know, we finally have the agreement signed. We'll sign, I forwarded over to Mr. Smith today, so we're good to go there. Then the other piece, at our last meeting, there was an ordinance that was adopted that had a list of items that the town, you know, would want to put up for auction. It was brought to my attention that, you know, there's one additional item that needs to be added in order to be able to move forward and not waste time. I would like to tell you what that item is, allow for Mr. Smith to move forward, and then come back and ratify the ordinance at our next meeting. In terms of you all, it should be, it's the Packer that you know, has given the town some issues in the past, and you know, we have other machines that put in the room, so it's kind of sitting there, something needs to be done. You know, Mr. Smith talked about potentially putting a reserve on it, and just trying to determine the value and make sure that we do get fair money for this vehicle. I can't really make out the description. I'll get a better picture, but I believe it says they manufactured in February 2018. Can't really read the identification of the machine. It's the white Packer. So I would request that you all allow this to be part of the items being auctioned. If you want to move forward with this item in the auction, I'm presenting that here tonight.
So, like Jake noted, there will be a reserve on this piece of equipment. I think we had an appraisal that was done when we looked into the leasing options of our last Packer that we now continue to lease. So with that just being said, is there some discussion you want to have before we vote on it? Before the discussion, or you want to just vote? Yay, and then we had the discussion, or you want to go on ahead and discuss now?
I'd like to have discussion now, or if possible. I guess I'm trying to understand this whole process. I guess this is, of all the items that I remember from last meeting, this is the...
This is not on that list.
Right, plus this is probably going to bring a greater sum of money than everything else put together.
I would think so, but I don't have the...
Well, I mean, it's a five-year-old trash vehicle that we paid $250,000 for, I'm sure, somewhere in that, if I remember back correctly. I don't know if it's, and I don't know how it goes as a town, and how the public processes this. Does it have to go before an auction, or can we sell it privately, or how does that work, Charlie? Or Jake, do you have any?
Yeah, so there's several different ways that the state statutes allow for municipality to dispose of personal property. In the ordinance that we adopted, we kind of covered them all. The first thing we have to do is identify what we're going to sell. And then we identify in that ordinance that allows Mr. Smith to be able to utilize whichever method he thinks is going to bring the most money for each asset, or per piece of personal property that the town's going to be selling. So there may be a different way that you all want to move forward with this.
Well...
In selling. Again, this is just, it was brought to my attention, this was not on the list. And if we're going to look into selling it, then before we can even sell it, we have to put on the list and say, okay, all right.
Well, my concern is that if we don't really advertise it, it goes up before auction, that an individual comes in and buys it for a song, and he contacts the trash company and says, hey, this thing's worth $140,000 to us. I mean, this is the taxpayer's money, and so we're trying to get the most, because this vehicle really was our go-to vehicle, and it really didn't, the maintenance costs and repairs was, it was just high, you know, and then nobody seen it coming, it just didn't work out for us. But I'd like to see us recoup, since it is a late model vehicle, we recoup as much as possible on it, and whatever avenue we have to go down, that's where we should go in my mind.
So I think that's why we were going to put up a reserve. I think it was close to a figure that I'm probably not going to say here in the public sector, just due to the fact, but I agree with you. I think, like I said, no ill will to it, with no ill differences to any single employee. I just don't think that, you know, I think you've discussed this before when we looked at some other things. The low match was a new product for the side lift. You know, they're mostly the rear used designs. And this was something I think they wanted to get into the mix of being competitive. You know, there's nothing wrong with the truck. There's really nothing wrong probably with the back of the truck. It needs a little bit of work to it. But I think that Charlie will do his due diligence for the taxpayers as well as us as a council to make sure that we get the most money that we possibly can. So I would probably sit there and say, whatever suggestions that any of us may have, I made my suggestion to Charlie what I would like to see out of it. So I would probably sit there and say, hey, maybe, you know, your line of work or anyone else's line of work, carry in a truck around, and man, and, you know, maintenance and different things like that. Maybe you all have talked to different people and seen what something like this might be worth. So,
yeah, just think we need to do it.
I mean, I don't think we're going to let this thing go for $50,000, $60,000.
No.
I don't mean so. And I don't think we're going to let it go for under. Yeah, so, I mean, this is a nice piece of equipment. And, you know, we tried to figure out a way, I think, to utilize it in a different manner. And I just think that this probably is the best way to fulfill that ease of moving forward and trying to get the best for it. Because, like I said, I think that someone who knows a little bit about it, I'm sure within the last 5 years now, they've figured out their design issues. Maybe so. You know, let's just see what it brings.
Maybe Jake can explain the, and as Brad mentioned, the reserve process. Is that a number that we say, hey, we won't consider an offer less than this?
We'll have a reserve for the auctioneer. You're not going to let anybody know in the general public what the reserve is.
Right.
And then it's just, or you can't. Right, I mean, you can do it any number of ways, because the sealed bids, it's not like there's going to be somebody bidding against each other. It's just going to be a submission. Or you can say, we're not going to take anything less than X.
Yeah, I just want to protect ourselves.
Can I ask a question? If this is like something we used to do with the police cars, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we used to do the sealed bid before I changed the way I do it now. I believe it's actually up to when they do the bids, when you open the bids, nothing in the statute or the law says you have to accept any of them.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
So once you, when you open them, it ain't like, hey, this was the low or the high, even if the high, this is the high guy, it doesn't mean that you all have to agree. So even at that point in time, it's like, yeah, this didn't work, you just say no.
Okay. So that takes a council vote to say no, is it? I mean, I don't know, that's kind of what I'm asking here. I just want to protect ourselves that, you know, if we go up to an auction, how that works. Because I'm not really sure on how this property goes. If someone comes in, this is on the list. Somebody comes in with this impossible, terrible, low bid, I don't want to have to accept it.
Sure.
So I don't know if we're moving on that, if we're not.
I think you put that in the, you know, that's why we're going to get with, Charlie will get with, you know, an auctioneer who specializes, or at least has experience with municipal auctions. And in the auction, you know, you can put the disclaimer that, you know, municipality, town, Salisbury reserves the right to reject any and all.
I'll do this however you want. I mean, last time we did an auction, we just handled it internally, with sealed bids. There was an auctioneer involved, and we just handled it internally. You know, with something like this, obviously it'd be advertised, we can reach out to some local trash companies and people, because this is a specialty truck, obviously. Go through there again, bids come in low, we can reject them all, we can go a different route with this unit, through a different process, see if we get more out of it.
Yeah, I, you know, and there's somebody that can make this right, that hasn't been our dealer that we bought it from, and maybe it's not their fault, maybe it's something new for them. I go to another town in Kentucky, and they use this exact truck with a different, I think most of them are, I think if I remember right, this, I don't know if this was an easy loader, I don't think it was a LaBrie, I think it was a different, that's been a big part of the problem, is the type of lift that's on the back, Liftmaster?
Loadmaster.
Yeah, Loadmaster, whatever it is, and I think that's been a big part of the problem, but I'd just like to see us recover all we can on it, you know, because I think there's a trash company out there or somebody that can make this work and be an advantage, and these things aren't cheap, we know that, you know.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Yes.
All right. So, I guess with that said, I ask for a motion for approval to add this 2018 Peterbilt Loadmaster side packer unit to be added to the auction with a substantial reserve based upon us reaching out to whether it's a municipal auctioneer or it's a representative company that would give us a fair appraisal value to be able to utilize and maybe consider bumping it up to X. So, does that sound fair enough? Okay. All right.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Terry, you have anything tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got to Chief. Chief, you got anything tonight? Sorry.
Real, just two things. One, our annual shop with the cop for Christmas for kids is December 7th. Michelle, will y'all be in the office that day? December 7th? So we're taking 25 kids this year, so obviously we always ask if you all want to participate. Show up at the Moose that morning about 8 o'clock, and we head off for that trip. If you've never done it, you need to do it at least once because it's a time you won't forget. So that is December 7th. In the same relations to that, Councilman Langford and his car club put on a car show, as they do every year on Black Friday, and brought in a little over $2,100 for that program. So people in the community, once again, kicked in to keep this going. So just wanted to put that out there publicly. And Terry, thank you for all you do for us when it comes to that.
Can't do it by myself.
So that's all I have. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, Terry. While we're on the subject of the car show, I need to thank the Legion Post 204 for letting us use their facility. Frame it, picture frame, custom picture frame company. Bill Pote, his father, put a lot of effort into this car show as well as some pocket money. And I basically just advertise it and get up there and be the voice of it. Real good turnout. We have a nice camp at J&J. Pallet donated a lot of wood for us to burn for our big fire we had. We had a real good show. Thanks everybody for coming out. And then on December 2nd at 4 p.m. this Friday, we have a ribbon cutting event at Upscale Hobby Shop here in Sellersburg. Upscale has been open for a few months, a soft opening. And then we're going to do the ribbon cutting, like I say, on Friday at 4 o'clock. And the times are goofy right now. We had a 25-pound rabbit running wild in my neighborhood today.
Did you catch it?
It went home on its own.
Okay. It was dinner time.
It was dinner time. Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, Matt?
I want to thank all the town employees for all the time that they put into the park. Looks great. Looking forward to, I'm sure, people love the social media, so I'm sure we'll see people posting their pictures on social media, which I'm kind of looking forward to. Everybody enjoy that. Just want to thank all of our town employees for all that they've done. Other than that, that's about it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, on December 7th, for Shop with the Cop, Chief, what was the time that you guys... time of the morning at the Moose?
We meet at the Moose between 7:30 and 8, but we take off a little after 8 with the kids. And then we're generally back by about 11:30 to 12, and we serve them lunch and stuff there before we send them on their way.
Okay. I've done that a couple times, guys. If you haven't done it, you need to do
it. No, basically, you know, I just, as Matt said, I really, really do appreciate all the stuff that the town employees do. You know, we're part-timers here, and these guys are the real deal. I'm very thankful that we got the big hoss back here. He's been through a month he's had a really rough month, and just praise the Lord that he's headed in a better direction now. He's getting well, and yeah, we appreciate our town manager more than people know, and hope the best for you, Charlie. Outside of that, I'm just excited about the holidays. Thanksgiving was really good, and just looking forward to Christmas and all that goes with that. It's just a great time of year, and just lift up the people that aren't as blessed as some of the others that maybe as a town we can reach out to them, just like the kids with the police thing. Just keep in mind there's always people out there that are in need, especially at this time of year. But outside of that, happy and blessed to be a Sellersburg citizen. Just glad to be here, and I'm very thankful that for all we have. That's all I've got there.
All right. Thank you. I do appreciate what our town employees are doing today. I mean, they're a great team. I watch them all. I watch our guys do a great job, and wanting to get together and do the new 8-inch sewer line over a walk road right there at All Hands. I mean, just to see the guys excited about wanting to, do things and help save the town, residents, money, and really, it was really enlightening, to see these guys that, they have a desire. So, and I really appreciate that. I know our gals in the building office, right now, like you said, it's getting to become wintertime, holiday season. There are a lot of those that are unfortunate, that are able to pay some of the bills and be able to do things and enjoy the holiday season. So I do pray for each one of them out there that they can find that happiness and that joy in whatever way and fashion is needed. But we all are here as Team Salisbury, and we are here for you as well. You know, the park looks great. I'm excited about the parade. Like I said earlier, I hope all the kids have got their signs out and ready for Santa Claus. And I appreciate Councilman McVoy, whose name would be here tonight, filling in for me last meeting, and you guys ran a great meeting. I listened to you on the way home, coming back from Green Bay, Matt's hometown area. So it was really a great experience on the Lambeau for the first time, I can promise you that. So I encourage anybody that hadn't been to Lambeau, you better go. And you better go before December, because it starts getting cold now. You know, I tell you, you know, back to the employees, I tell you, I can't thank guys enough for, I know it's dirty out there at that sewer plant, but I tell you, I still drive around town, and I see the trucks are clean. And, you know, it's one thing I always sit there and said when I got on this council, I said, hey, I don't mind buying, you know, nice equipment, and I want it to stay clean. And I graciously, I thank every one of you all out there when I drive around and see the efforts that, you know, and then probably some of these guys are pulling money out of their own pocket, probably to clean their vehicles and doing it. So I greatly appreciate that. I know Charlie had a water main break out there a couple weeks ago, shared with me out there in the Jeffersonville area. So I know it's always some bad timing, but it seems like we just continue to keep staying on top of things, and the improvement just continues to keep getting better and better. So I think everything worked out well for all the folks for the trash dumpster removal. I haven't talked to Chris Jackson and his team out there at Christianity and to see how it went, but I haven't heard anything negative about anything, so I appreciate that. So, but at the end of the day, I wish everybody a happy holiday, safe holiday. Like it is, it gets dark early, so remember these kids are outside still wanting to play, so it's been a little bit nice weather, so be cautious. So but once again, I appreciate everything that everybody does for this town, and like I said, I'm looking for an exciting and prosperous 2023 to come. So thank you for that. Michelle, you have anything?
No, thank you.
All right, well, with that, I ask for adjournment.
So
motion by Matt, that was second.
Second
by Randy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. 648.